Okay.
Morning, SB. Morning, church. And even to those who are listening online, we're going to start our morning devotion and prayer. So let's open up in prayer. Father, we bless you. We honor you, God. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for bringing us once again, Lord, to just receive, to learn and to know more about your plan and your word today, God. Just pray, Holy Spirit, to lead us in all your truth and reveal your word, your truth of your word unto us, that we should, what we should do, Lord God, in this end time. So we bless you, we honor you, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, today, as you can see in our screen, we are not in the Leviticus. So we are going to take a break for a while for the feast of the Lord that we are studying. But we are going to look on what should be every Christian is doing before the coming of the Lord. You know, we learned that in Leviticus chapter 23, there is one verse that has been inserted, which is the verse 22, between the feast of weeks and feast of the trumpets. And we have learned that that particular verse is intentionally put there by God so that it is the time wherein the church will be, it is a church era wherein God are doing his, the fulfillment of the church or the calling of the church in that particular verse. So there is a more than 3 months, or 3 days, or 3 months between the Feast of Weeks and the Feast of the Trumpets. So I think it is important for us to know and understand before the coming of the Lord, what should be the Christian and the believers are doing. Because it's so very important for us to know and learn before the coming of the Lord the second time. So let me read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11, and we'll go through until verse 14. Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another, just as you are also doing. But we request of you, brethren, that you appreciate those who diligently labor among you and have charge over you in the Lord, and give you instruction that you esteem them very highly before of the work. Live in peace with one another. We urge you, brethren, admonish the unruly, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with everyone. Bless the reading of the Word of God. Now, the context of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and the verses that we read is, if we can see on the first, on the verses before verses 11 to 14, the text or the context of this teaching or the rites of Apostle Paul to the church of in Thessalonica is about the end time or the coming, the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he opened up in verse 1, he said in chapter 5 of Thessalonians, he said, now, as to the times and the epochs, meaning as to the times and the event that will coming, brethren, that's what the Apostle Paul said, you have no need of anything to be written to you. So meaning, the church of Thessalonians had been aware and know what is this teaching or about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ again. And he mentioned, as we go on, that said in verse 2, for you yourself know full well that the day of the Lord will come just like a thief in the night. And we remember this also, the teaching of the Lord in Matthew, I think Matthew 24, that the coming of the Son of Man, the Son of God, is like a thief in the night. So, and then he continued, while they are saying peace and safety and destruction will come upon them, suddenly like a labor pains upon a woman with child, and they will not escape. But you, brethren, are not darkness that they that the day would overtake you like a thief. It's like saying that Apostle Paul saying, okay, yeah, it is mentioned, it said that the coming of the Lord is just like a thief of the night. But now Apostle Paul are telling to the church of Thessalonians, but you are not a son of a darkness that you will be surprised when the coming of the Son of Man or the Son of God or the Lord Jesus Christ will come again. because you are not the son of darkness. You will not be overtaken. That's what Apostle Paul said. For you are all sons, in verse 5, of light and sons of the day. We are not of night nor of darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us be alert and sober. But he said that, yeah, you know, and you will not be surprised because you are waiting for the coming of our Messiah, of our Lord Jesus Christ again. But he said that we should be alert and sober. Meaning, imagine if you are waiting something or somebody or a special event that will take place. I think you will count every day that is passing by. Right? I don't know if you have that expectation. But for me, sometimes if there's a main event, for example, if I remember before I took a board exam, and they said that they're going to release the result of that board exam. That week, every day, I'm counting it, and then I make a countdown, and then early in the morning of that day, my father is the one who reported me and said, "Ernie, you passed the board exam." Praise God. And that we are waiting for that moment. And this is what Apostle Paul are telling to the church in Thessalonica. You should be waiting. You should be alert that the Lord Jesus is coming again. Having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as the helmet of hope and salvation, for God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we will live together with Him. Now in verse 11 said, therefore. So Apostle Paul said that, okay, you know that the Lord is coming, and I'm telling you again, and this is a serious event that will take place. And he said, therefore, after learning, after understanding, after hearing this, therefore, this you should do. And he said in verse 11, he did not say, okay, go on the mountain and prepare a cave for yourself so that you will be saved. No. In verse 11, he said, encourage one another and build up one another, just as you are also doing it. In the coming days, in the last days, encouraging and build up one another is so significant. And really, every believer in Christ need encouragement and to be built up as the coming of the Lord will unveil. Now, what do you mean by encouragement and build up? Is that every Sunday just say, hi, hello? Is that encouragement? I think that's not what Apostle Paul is telling. It pertains to the coming of the Lord, second coming, and we know that there's something that is so important prior to the coming of the Lord that every Christian need to be encouraged and build up. Encouragement means, the direct meaning of the Hebrew meaning is to call near, meaning also called for us to help or us to aid. So when you say encouragement, not only to say hello or a prayer, prayers is good, but the true meaning of encouragement is you are helping a person or a fellow believer to comfort, to entreat, and to pray. That's what the encouragement that Apostle Paul said. Build up is to edify, to confirm. This is an architectural engineering term that means that you are confirming that the faith of our brethren is true and correct. So as a brothers and a sisters in Christ, not only just say hello, but you are also discerning your brothers and your sister in Christ that they are walking rightfully in accordance to the word of God. That is building up. And it including giving instruction and lovingly correcting a fellow believers. Now, sometimes it is hard for us to correct our fellow believers, but If we really, we are a brothers in Christ and sisters in Christ, we should encourage and edify our fellow members. So everyone need encouragement. First, in verse 12 and 13, Apostle Paul said, "But we request of you, brethren, that you appreciate those who diligently labor among you and have charge over you in the Lord." First mention the Apostle Paul, we need to encourage our leaders. You know, sometimes we see those who are teaching, standing, leading every ministry, we thought that they don't need anything. But Apostle Paul said, they need an encouragement. Apostle himself need to be encouraged. I remember when I'm coming here, Lord, is there any example in the Bible that you will be encouraged apart from when you're seeing, when you ascend the 72x2 and then you see that the enemy, Satan, is full like lightning and you sing a psalm and you are overjoyed? Is there anyone? You know what? There's one, I don't know if this is one only request of the Lord Jesus Christ to the apostles. In Matthew 26, in the mountain of Gethsemane, when the Lord Jesus Christ are agonizing and praying and sweating like blood in his head, and he come to the disciples and said, "Why can you not tarry with me and pray with me with an hour?" Jesus is asking his disciple at that time, if they only the disciple knew what is the Lord Jesus are experiencing in that mountain, that very moment, the night before he crucified, I think the disciples should, you know, join him. But the Lord Jesus Christ requested, "Can you not pray with me even an hour?" But the disciple missed that opportunity, the very important time that Jesus is requesting. I think Jesus said only that, "Oh, please pray with me. I need some encouragement from you guys." But now they are sleeping. So meaning that even our leaders, our pastors, teachers, ministry leaders, they need encouragement, church. We need encouragement. Give your instruction to those who are give instruction, and that you establish. Esteem them very highly in love. It is what Apostle said, because of their work, and live with peace with another. Appreciate. What do you mean by appreciate? Acknowledge, recognize, honor them, and value them. That is the meaning of appreciate. We should acknowledge, we just say, "Thank you very much. Just, oh, I've been blessed," something like that. But, you know, say it in a manner that you really, that is in your heart. That's the leaders and the pastors and the teachers needed. We just don't know that, you know, even Apostle said, those leaders, our leaders, our pastors needed that. Yeah, sometimes you see smiling, preaching to you, oh, they already know the word of God. But we don't know that in the back of that, there's some other circumstances in their life that they need to be encouraged. As a body of Christ, we need to encourage one another. Overwhelm them with appreciation. It's not just a simple appreciation. It said overwhelm them with appreciation and love of what they are doing, which is what they're doing, guiding us, leading us, praying, interceding for us, teaching us, and teaching us the truth of the Word of God. You know, church, it's not easy to teach the Word of God. There is a big accountability in all those who stand here and teach the Word of God. That is why Apostle said, also encouraged that as much as possible, you know, don't teach. Because there is, if you should understand what is the what is your accountability when you are standing? Because there is more of, okay, let's not do that. Go that. Okay, so overwhelm them with appreciation and love of what they are doing. Second, The leaders need also encouragement and edification. Second is, in verse 14, he said, "We urge you, brethren, admonish the unruly, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with everyone." So as we can see, those encouragement that Apostle Paul is with action. In verse 14. So what do you mean by admonish the unruly? So it is not those who smile back to us that we should encourage and say hi, hello. He said even the unruly, even those stubborn Christian, we need to admonish or to instruct them or warn them or correct them. That is part of lovingly encouraging a brethren when they are not listening, when they are stubborn. That is what Apostle Paul said. Admonish them, instruct them, warn them. That is part of encouragement. Second is encourage the faint-hearted. Meaning is lovingly and gently comfort those who are struggling in the faith. You know, church, every believer in Christ, they are undergoing in their own testings, trials, persecution in their own life. Every individual Christians are experiencing this. Because why? Because in James 1, consider it pure joy when you are facing many trials, because this is a testing of your faith. Every Christian should experience testings of faith. Why? Because this is what the Lord are doing, so that we will be produce endurance. So that when the endurance come into fulfillment, we are not lacking anything. So that is why Apostle Paul also that we need to encourage those faint-hearted. Now, going to church, it is not easy to see who are those, right? That's why we need discernment. We need to pray. We need the gift of the Holy Spirit, discernment. That even when you are seeing this person, that God, the Holy Spirit, will impress or speak to your heart, this man needed encouragement. What kind of encouragement? Admonish or encouragement or help the weak. Meaning, reach out to those who are exhausted, those facing the testings and trials of their faith, and pulling them back to their feet and lift them up. And a fourth is, be patient to everyone. Patient to everyone and attentive to individual needs. Patience only is not just, okay, I see you, I saw your needs, okay, I'll pray for you. I think prayer is good, but if you have the means, you know, to help the needs of the brethren, that is one part of encouragement. You know what? One thing about SP is so generous. Amen. You know, twice that Pizan preaches here in this pulpit. And then this is the first church that I heard this kind of preaching. Then at the end, he let all the people stand up to those who are in need. And then after that, those who are sitting down and instructed to look those who are standing and go and pray for them and ask them what they need. And bless them. He did not say, pray for them. Ask them what they need. And help them. You who are so blessed of every, you know, material things. And I am one of those recipient who stand up at that moment. And the Lord, really, I'm so encouraged. Our brothers and sisters surrounding in this SP. The SP is really, God are pouring out his abundant blessing and his generosity. Now, Why do we need to encourage apart from knowing the instruction of Apostle Paul to the Thessalonians? Because it is said in Matthew 24. This is a teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ to the disciple about his coming. He said that at that time, many will fall away and will betray one another and hate one another. And many false prophets will arise and will mislead many. And because of the lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold. And this is the time of the before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. This will be the condition of every heart of people, not only the believer, because he said that betray one another, many will fall away, probably in their faith will fall away. Why? Probably because they are not experiencing the encouragement of the church during that time. And even, you know, misled by this false prophet, because if the church itself are not doing, you know, helping one another, and this, you know, this false prophet can only also do miracles during that time. So that is why Apostle Paul encouraged, do this, encourage one another. Because why? Because there will be, we need that at the end times. Church need that at the end times and the coming of the Lord. If you believe it or not, the end time started. When the Lord Jesus Christ born in this earth, the end time is already started. You believe it or not, believe it. Hallelujah. That is why we need to encourage, because it's so important in the end times that the fellow believer, the church, is helping one another, building up one another, encouraging, you know, helping one another, and be patient and looking for the individual needs of the church. There's also, I believe, a scriptures that we should look also, especially in the household of faith. I just don't know exactly where to find that. Meaning that we have to look the needs, especially those who are in household faith. Meaning the household faith is fellow believers in Christ Jesus. So to sum up and to conclude, we need to encourage one another, church. Let's start on our leaders. If you are already doing that, praise God, keep on doing it. We need that. The leaders need that. Apostles need that. If you haven't done yet, I encourage you, church, as you have learned and heard this word of Apostle in Thessalonians, I think this is also applicable to us. Let's start encouraging and building up one another. Amen? So as I request Erasia to lead us in worship. When I'm reading Matthew 24, actually, yes, it's true that a person can only stand in the around other person when they are being encouraged. Imagine, church, when you're standing in one room and nobody, you know, nobody cares about you. Do you think that person will stay in that room? No. That is why at the end times, it's not only an ordinary persecutions and testings that we experience more than what we expect for. That's why we need one another to encourage, admonish, and edify. Let's worship. Let's go to our community prayer. Let's pray for those who are in the chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. Pray for the Lord our God, laying hands upon our friends and fellow believers in Christ. That God is the same yesterday and forever, today and forever. He healed the sick before. He will heal the sick today. So So let's pray in faith, church, that those least will be lessened in Christ Jesus. So also lift up those who are having illness and yet need a word of salvation. Pray God, to God, that even in their situation, that God will use that circumstances for them to know and to see and to receive salvation in Christ Jesus. Pray that, you know, send forth evangelists and teachers, that when they hear the word of God, that they will not harden their heart, that God will go into change the stony heart and the heart of flesh. Pray for God's healing as well unto them. Let's pray. So lift up those who are suffering infirmities. I pray that God will lay hands on that part of their body that are being afflicted. Word of God said, the Lord Jesus said, that by His stripes you are healed, Lord. So just claim that and just have faith in praying wherever they are, that God will lay hands and perform miracles for His glory and for His honor. Let us pray. So lift up those who are afflicted by the COVID. Just pray for divine hands of the Lord. Lay hands upon them and just, you know, bring them healing, give them healing. And also pray for the covering and protection for those who are frontline medical workers. Pray for blood of Jesus covering them, even their families. Pray for that love to continue overflow in their heart. And not only for service, but also causing them to share their love to those patients. Let's pray. Also lift up those who are praying for jobs. Pray for God's open door and provision for them. Pray for God's encouragement, fellow brethren, encouragement, and pray for their provision as well. Let's pray. So also pray for our mission focus today. Pray for SPBJ, for Pastor Hangzhou and his family and his congregation. Pray for Pastor Ricky, for SPSH, the Chong's family and the church that is in that area. So just lift up, and you know, God is able and make them invincible and invisible to the eyes of the enemy, to prosper them, that even the proclamation of the word of God will not be hindered. For greater is He that is in them, in us, than who is in the world. So let's pray. So lift up our board. Let's pray that, you know, wisdom will continue. Wisdom of the Lord will continue to pour out upon them. Pray for the love, the peace, covering protection for them and their loved ones and their family, even their jobs. Pray for the voice of God to continue heard in the midst of them, whenever they convey, whenever they come and have the meeting, let it be that the Holy Spirit will lead them. Let's pray. Also lift up our fellowship, young adults ministry, single life workshop, men's ministry, Monday lunchtime prayer, pure desire, women's ministry, Tuesday lunchtime prayer, and betrayal and beyond and support, God. Let's pray that God will continue to use this ministry to reach out and to harvest more souls for His glory in His kingdom. Pray for the covering protection for all who facilitate and lead in every ministry. Praising God for opening all this ministry, you know, to be part of what the Lord are doing in this church. Let's pray. Also lift up our SP 2.0, our building and resources, our benefactor and vision plan. Let's pray. Also, let's lift up the pregnant woman, mom in our church, and the others. Pray for Dayon and Hina, or Hina. Pray for a covering protection, both the mom and the babies, good health. Thanking God for His hand to molding these wonderful babies in their mother's womb. Pray for the joy of the parents. Pray for provisions. And pray also for, you know, the joy in the heart of the mom. Know that all the duration will be smoothly, and even when they give birth, that, you know, less pain, and it will smoothly delivery of the baby. So let's pray. Let's pray. Father, we bless you. We thank you. Thank you, Father God, for sealing all the prayers, oh God, by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, God, for the answered prayer that even now, God, that we are receiving, that you are already dispatching, Lord God, in the heavenlies, the answer, oh God, of those prayers. Father, we bless you, honor you for all those answered prayers. Let your name be honored and glorified, Father. And Father, we thank you for your word today. Thank you for Apostle Paul's letters to the Thessalonians, that we should encourage one another. And you know what we need, O Lord God. Because Lord God, in the end times, Lord God, truly, Lord God, there will be a testing of faith. And loving and encouraging one another, O Lord God, is also what we need. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for guiding us. Thank you, God, for another day and week, Lord God. And bless, Father God, your people. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless, church.